Time for principle number two on the path to sexual mastery. And today we're going to talk about eros. So the roots of sexual desire is eros. Eros, of course, is the Greek word, one of four words, for love. And it especially addresses the untamed, wild, and all-consuming aspects of love. So what is love? Well, Hollywood has kind of given us this impression or this idea that love is an emotion which comes and goes. That's a bad definition. It's far better, I think, in daily life at least, to think about love as action, as a decision, often involving self-sacrifice, actually. But love's also more than just that. And I think one way of looking at love is seeing it actually as a primary governing principle of existence. It's the reason why there is something instead of nothing. The ancients didn't actually have a word for zero. They actually saw nothing pretty much as chaos. And love is what brings things together. It's what allows things to be able to exist and coexist. Anybody who's really thought about this at a deep level, and I just, you know, watched a conversation between Jocko Willink and Andrew Huberman. These are two like really serious alpha male rational guys. One of them a Navy SEAL, the other one a Stanford University scientist. And they were completely agreed that, like, you know, without love, we don't have anything. Love is what provides a meaningful human existence to us. And so our culture tends in its kind of material focus to reduce eros, this aspect of love, to eroticism. But really, eroticism is just a weak and misguided caricature of eros, and it's often directed towards the objectification of another human being, or in even more worse examples is, of course, objectification or fetishization of a physical object, not a real person itself. So eros is one of the most powerful forces in the universe. Perhaps it is one of the most powerful forces in a man's life, I would say. But it needs to be directed at another human being, another person. Also towards God, if that's a word that you can use, then directing eros towards God is, of course, the ultimate place to direct it. But it's important, and we're going to cover this in a future principle about what it means to be able to meet a full human being in their full being. And if you do that, then what eros leads to actually is an unlimited growth potential. Whereas if eros is aimed at lower goals like money, power, or a physical object or pornography or something like that, then it actually just leads to destruction. And so man stands between destruction and creation. And that is going to be the object of our next episode in this series, where we're going to talk about the fundamental desire of man to create, and especially to create with his hands in his own image, which is what men does best. So thanks, and remember to subscribe if you're enjoying these videos.